真的悲伤。
This old house I'm living in.
Yeah.
It's getting the same. The windows and the doors, they don't keep out the cold, cold air. I say myself, will I fix all?
To be thinking about leaving, but I'm glad I'm ready to leave. Amen.
Yeah.
Bible mentions there, and I'm not going to preach here, I'm just going to share this with you, but the Bible mentions in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19 says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. I've met a lot of miserable people. One reason they're as miserable, this is all they could see. But I'm glad there's more to this life than what we see. We've got not just promises, we've got divine promises from the Word of God. And they're given to us. They're there to encourage us. They're there to sustain us. They're there to get us through the valleys, through the hardships of life. I thank the Lord for the Word of God. Amen. I'll be preaching this morning, if you want to get your Bible out, to Luke chapter number 2. I want to preach this morning. I don't do this very often, but I really feel the love of the Lord this morning. I want to preach this morning on why that we celebrate Christmas. Why we celebrate Christmas. I know, they want to try to mingle it in, with other holidays, Hanukkah and all the Hindu holidays and all the Muslim holidays. And, we've got a melting pot, multicultural mess here in America. And I do know this, the Bible said God's not to alter the confusion. And it is confusion how they've trying to put everything in the category that is no difference, but there is a difference between celebrating the birth of Jesus and celebrating the birth of some other Muhammad or Allah or Joseph Smith or some other nutcase like that right there. And I want to let us know today why that we celebrate Christmas. And let me say this about Christmas. I know this will probably put a damper on a lot of people's spirits, but Christmas is not about Frosty the Snowman. It's not about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's not about Santa Claus. Christmas is about Jesus. And if you don't have Christ in your Christmas, you ain't got nothing to celebrate anyway. And how true it is, Xmas, that's all you got. But we want to preach this morning. If you would, open up your Bible, Luke chapter number 2. We'll read 20 verses. I'll go as fast as I can. Margaret's got me on the clock. And we'll do our best. But I want to preach this morning on why that we celebrate Christmas. Molly gave me a throat lodger. That means I can go for 2 hours strong. Appreciate that, Molly. And somebody got me a bottle of water here. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days. That's important. Had it come to pass in our day, Jesus would have been aborted in an abortion clinic in America. There's just something about our nation. We don't even take second thought to killing babies. I know they killed 20 children in Newport, Connecticut, and it's sad, but I'll tell you right now, when you compare the 20 children that were mercilessly slaughtered by Adam Lance to all of those that are murdered in the abortion clinics of this country, and the blood runs as deep as the ocean, I'm just telling you, buddy, Jesus could not have been born in our day and time. So therefore, His birth was a very timeless birth, and it came to pass in those days. They didn't have abortion clinics in those days, even though they did try to abort Him. But it said that it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. You know, this time of year, they're having meetings right now determining how much we're going to be taxed. So don't worry about it. You're going to get your tax. Matter of fact, they done sent me my property taxes. What are you going to do, Brother Eddie? I'm going to hope for a miracle. But all the world, Caesar Augustus said all the world should be taxed. Somebody said, there's two things certain in life, taxes and death. Maybe true, I don't know. But and this taxation was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone in his own city. I reckon the rich have figured out how to get out of getting taxed, but the rest of us, you and me, we're in this category. We got to go and be taxed, everyone. And I said, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, glory to God, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. It's not good tidings of great joy to all people. We've got Scrooges today. We've got atheists, agnostics, ACLU, you name it. But I'll tell you right now, it was good tidings to me when I heard that there was one that loved me enough to give himself on the cross a ransom for my soul so that I could be redeemed for my sins. Molly, it was good news to me. What'd you do with him? I received him as my Lord and Savior. And it is good news for those that want to be saved, that he came down so that you could be saved. And verse 11 says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is called Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host,
praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards man. Let me say this morning, God's will towards you is good. Here it is, goodwill toward men. God's will's good. He wants you to get saved. He wants you to come to know His Son as your Lord and Savior. He wants to give you a home in heaven. He wants to give you an all-expense trip paid to heaven. His will's good. In verse 15, it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Boy, wouldn't it be good, Brother Melvin, if we could get people to come to hear the good news, to hear the gospel, if we could just get them to come. These shepherds were not just willing to hear, they were willing to go. Verse 16 said, they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they'd seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen as it was told unto them. I want you to notice, they saw as it was told unto them. And I'll tell you this, one thing about God, He don't lie. And I'll tell you what, all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. There ain't no doubt at all. You can receive the Word of God with gladness. But we'll go to God in prayer and we'll preach today on why we celebrate Christmas. Father, we ask, Lord, humbly as we can, for Your anointing, Your blessing, Your help in this message. Lord, I have an opportunity right here to brag upon Your blessed Son. Lord, with that opportunity, I ask You, Lord, to give, Lord, me an opportunity to do my best. I want to exalt Him and extol Him as high as I can. I want the world to know what a blessing that came down from heaven upon earth, that took the form of simple flesh, that was made like we are, yet without sin, that walked down here when we walked and was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Lord, help me, I pray. Pull back, I pray, our eyes with our sight that we might be able to see the great things of God, and our ears unstopped that we might be able to hear the great truths of the Word of God. Open our heart for the treasures that are in the Word of God. And Lord, I pray, dear Father, today You'd visit our hearts in this service. Lord, You know all the hearts. You know my heart. You know the hearts of others here. If there's any here this morning, that Lord, this message, Lord, would put the finger in their direction and say, you need to get right with God. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would be the usher that would point them out and help them, Lord, to get ready to meet God at Your coming. Lord, I thank You and praise You for all You do and all You've done. And ask, Lord, You do even abundantly more today. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Let me say this morning that 2,045 years ago, a vulnerable baby named Jesus was born in a manger. And I know the world, we've got so smart now, we've got the iPads and what was that thing you said y'all got, your mother?
Kindles
and computers and science so-called, you know, they got it all figured out and they still ain't got nothing figured out, by the way. They're kind of question a few of the things they get figured out. But even though they've got all of this wisdom, and the Bible does say that the wisdom of this world is foolish with God, and He winks at it, and He commands everywhere to repent, they still cannot disallow that 2,045 years ago, there was a baby born into this world, and it changed the whole world. Amen. They call it the common era. They say only a fool believes something like that. I'm one of them. Amen. How many other fools die, go to hell every day? The Bible said in Psalms 14 verse 1 that the fool has said in his heart there is no God. In Psalms 53 verse 1, the Bible says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. In Luke chapter number 12, God called that fool by name and God said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. I'm one of them that believe. You call me whatever you want. My mama called me a fanatic. You call me a fanatic. You call me a fool. But I'll tell you one thing. The best day of my life was the day I believed Jesus to be sufficient to forgive me my sins, to save my soul, and to wash and cleanse me of all my sins. And glory to God, what a wonderful day that was. But I'll tell you what, our time, all of it hinges upon the birth of this baby. I'm telling you, buddy, 2,045 years ago, a little baby coming to this world. Now listen, little babies come to this world all the time. Somebody's probably giving birth to a child right now. But nobody's ever given no birth to a child like this child. This child here was born by a virgin named Mary. This child here fulfilled the Scripture in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Behold, I give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And you call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Amen. That day right there, buddy, God took flesh. The Bible said, great's the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. It took place in the manger. In the manger in Bethlehem that this baby was born. And I tell you what, the introduction of this baby boy, it rocked the world. Amen. He was born Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen. And the Lord, He was born and the world had no regard for Him. Oh, no, they didn't blow the trumpet, Molly. The Herod didn't come out and say, glory. Jesus is here. Oh boy, they wanted immediately to get rid of Him like they do today. Oh, the world had no regard whatsoever for Him. Oh, there wasn't no room for Him. Oh, they wanted to, for lack of better words, they wanted to just sweep it aside, brush it aside. But there ain't no getting rid of this. I mean, baby, there was no room for Him, no regard for Him. And the only wonder they had was the news about hearing of it. But the wonder of wonders, buddy, it couldn't be denied. The Bible said wise men. It didn't say three. I know we got manger scenes and it shows three wise men bearing three gifts. And they come to a babe in a manger, and that's not true. Get your Bible out and read your Bible. And it doesn't say three wise men in Matthew chapter number 2. It says wise men came from the east. They came for this reason, Margaret. They come seeking Him. Boy, I tell you what, wise men, they say still seek Him. I thank God for today I had enough sense to seek Him. I found it wasn't hard to find, Jessica. The Bible said He's found of them that seek Him. He said, you'll find me when you seek me with your heart. He's not very far from any one of us. It's not like you got to dial long distance to get a hold of God. I'm telling you, buddy, He's right there, easy to be entreated. Amen. Them wise men came. Wonder why they came, Brother Melvin. I got a feeling the news got over there in the East Country. But also the Bible said they saw a star up there. Now Hollywood's got their stars. And they fall all the time. But I want you to know this star is different than Hollywood stars. And these wise men came. And they said, where is He, born King of the Jews? We want to worship Him. Where is He? Amen. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 2. Let me say that when they inquired about where He is, that troubled King Herod. That troubled all of Jerusalem. And the reason it troubled them was because, buddy, they didn't have no room in Jerusalem for Him. King Herod demanded. Can you imagine that? He demanded where He was. He demanded, where is this Jesus that's born? You can read that in Matthew chapter 2 verse 4 if you want to follow along. And King Herod, not only did he demand, he also desired to find out where He was. And the reason he wanted to find out where He was, because he wanted to kill Him, verse 16 to 18. But let me tell you this, buddy, there's a lot of King Herods today that want to get rid of the world. They want to rid the world of Jesus, Molly. They don't want you celebrating the birth of Jesus. They don't want you having no regard to the fact that God came down in the form of a little baby boy named Jesus, born in a manger. And I'm telling you what, He came for one purpose, to be the Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, Herod. A lot of Herods today wanted to get rid of Him. And in an effort to get rid of Him, he aborted all the babies in Jerusalem from 2 years old and under from the time that he'd heard the news of this King of the Jews being born. But God intervened and sent Joseph and his mother by a dream down to Egypt. And then He called them back. When they came back, they didn't come to Jerusalem. They came to Nazareth and Galilee. But I want you to know, buddy, 2,045 years ago, a vulnerable baby named Jesus came into this world. Amen. 2012 years ago, there was a victorious Savior that left out of this world, and He left out with this declaration that He's coming back.
Amen.
Now, I'll tell you what, when I say victorious Savior, I'm talking about, buddy, He came down here with one purpose in mind. John saw Him and John made the declaration, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." But I want you to know, buddy, if the world had really known, they wouldn't have crucified Him. He defeated all the wisdom of this world. He defeated Satan and hell. And I want you to know, buddy, He gave Himself into the hands of sinners for one purpose, that He might be the Savior. Amen.
Amen.
If He hadn't arose from the dead, He couldn't be that Savior. But the reason He's a Savior is He showed Himself victorious. He said He got the keys of death and hell. But I want you to know, glory to God, He came and left out and left word that He had conquered death and hell. He arose by justification. He died by the sins according to Scriptures. He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Amen. What an event. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 5. The gospel is that He done all He done was for the Scriptures to be fulfilled. Verses 5 through 8 talks about the great cloud of witnesses that saw Him after He rose from the dead. And it wasn't done in no corner. It was done before the eyes of the whole world. All that wanted to see could see Him, beat Him beyond recognition, best His mind more than any man. But those that wanted to see, He put Himself to an open shame. He gave His life. And on that cross, before He left out, uttered the words, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And God in heaven, the Bible said in Ephesians 4:32, "Even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us." You want to know why Brother Eddie got forgiven? I'll tell you why. Because Jesus asked for me to be forgiven. He said, "God, I know he's a sinner, but he don't know what he's doing. I want him forgiven." Amen. But I'll tell you what, buddy. That victorious Savior, glory to God, is my Savior. Hallelujah. He'll be your Savior. But I'll tell you another thing. Listen. Not only was He born, not only did He die for our sins according to Scriptures, not only did He rise from the dead according to the Scriptures, but let me tell you this, I don't have a date on this. He's coming back.
That's right.
And hallelujah. I'm going out to meet Him, Anita.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, buddy, I'm ready to meet Him. It is coming.
Amen.
I'm good to go. Amen. Name on the roll, sins on the blood. I'm telling you, hallelujah. I wish He'd come today. I leave today. If He comes, buddy, I'm leaving. It'd be my ticket out of here. But oh, now I'm getting to the bad part of this message. That's been all good news. Oh, listen. He's born. He died. He left out. But the sad thing is, to this world, and I know they don't like, you know, we woke up them girls this morning, old Brother Anthony's, they didn't get much sleep, and they were rubbing their eyes, and Charity said, "I didn't get in bed at 3 o'clock. Well, I'll tell you right now, it was kind of rude awakening. We got her up. Amen. Jessica and Monica, and they was over there. And they said, "We didn't get much sleep." I think Charity fell off the couch, made a noise and racket. But I want you to know, buddy, He's coming back. Let me say this. He's coming back as a victorious King.
Amen.
Take His rightful place on His throne. His return is made light of and generally disbelieved. And they say, even today, where's the promise of His coming? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Peter said, "We've not followed cunning devised fables, but we're eyewitnesses of His majesty." 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Jesus said, I'm sorry, John said. Let me correct myself here. John in Revelation chapter 1, he said, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day."
Amen.
He said, "I heard behind me a great voice." That's Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. John said, "I turned to see the voice that spake to me." Revelation chapter 1, verse 2. Now, let me slow down here real quick. I'm going pretty fast. John's been exiled on an isle called Patmos. And the reason he's been exiled is for the word of the Lord and the testimony of Jesus. And let me tell you this, they want to exile you.
That's right.
They want to stop your mouth.
Right, amen.
They want to silence you. They want to silence my preaching.
Right.
They want to tell me what I can and can't preach, but I've got a mandate from God to preach the Word of God and to preach it precept upon precept and line upon line. And if I don't, I'm like Paul. He said, if I do this thing willingly, I receive a reward. But he said, woe unto me if I preach not.
That's right.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, I fear God. And I'll get done here in a minute. Maybe you might understand why I do fear God. But John's been exiled on the Isle of Patmos, Sister Margaret. He's been exiled there because the world didn't want to hear what he had to say. He's exiled out there. He's all alone. But even all alone, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
Now you notice he didn't say, I was in the Spirit on the Sabbath. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I want you to notice the difference in that. Because you see, God gave the Jews the Sabbath. That's why it's on that board back there, keep the Sabbath holy. The fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy, and that's to the Jews. I don't worship God on the Sabbath day. Now, I know there are some people that do. I don't really want to grind no axe this morning. I just want to tell you, I'm going to worship God on the Lord's day. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he said, I heard behind me a voice. Now, Jesus said, he's the good shepherd. He said, my sheep know my voice. I know him by name, but I want you to know, here's John. He's a sheep. He hears the shepherd's voice. And he said, he heard behind him a great voice. John said in Revelations 1:12, I turned to see the voice that spake to me. Now, if God spoke this morning and you heard it, we would all turn to see who's doing the speaking. And he may very well do it. But I'll tell you one thing, John turned. John said, I saw him and I fell at his feet as a dead man. Yeah. I want you to know this. John loves the Lord. John's saved. John's ready. But I'll tell you right now, what he saw shook him. What he saw wasn't the lamb. What he saw wasn't a limp wrist. What he saw, buddy, was the coming king. John described him and he said his eyes were a flame of fire. I'm talking about, boy, when he comes back in the world, buddy, ready or not, he's coming back. It's going to be a day of reckoning. It's going to be a day, buddy, of trouble. And the world's going to have to do with this Jesus. John said his eyes were a flame of fire. Amen. You're talking about mad. Now listen, they spitefully entreated him. They mocked him. They shamed him. They done him wrong. But I'll tell you right now, but he's just and what he's doing right here, what I'm going to share with you right now. You talking about mad. John said his eyes were a flame of fire. That's in Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. John said out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. I hope this goes on the air. Amen. Verse 16. Now the reason John said his eyes were a flame of fire, and the reason John said a two-edged sword, a sharp two-edged sword went out of his mouth, it's because he's going to clean the house. Amen. I don't know if he's going to start in the White House or your house or my house. But I'll tell you one thing, he's going to clean the house. God's not no respecter of persons. You know, I put my suit on. The reason I do, I want to look the best I can. I got a haircut. I want to try to look the best I can. But I'll tell you right now, God's not looking on the outward appearance. He's looking on the heart. And you better be right with God on the inside. I want to look the part. I want to live the part. I don't want to act anything. But I'll tell you right now, He's coming and He's going to clean the house. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 19, verse 15. Please listen to me for the rest of this message. Revelation 19, verse 15 says that with that sharp sword, He's going to smite the nations. But we've come down to a sad day. We've made league with other nations. We've become part of the United Nations, the UN. And we think somehow that becoming part of the United Nations that somehow we've got the advantage now of having other nations in league with us. He's going to smite the nations, Sister Jessica. He's going to smite them whether UN or not. He's going to smite them with this sword, this sharp two-edged sword that they don't want nothing to do with, that they want to try to somehow water down, that they want to somehow get rid of. I'm telling you, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. He said, you follow my word and you'll live. If my word falls on you, it'll grind you to powder.
Amen.
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 He's going to take that sharp two-edged sword, which is nothing less than the Word of God, and He's going to smite the nations. Brother Anthony's going to rule them with a rod of iron. And he's going to tread them down with the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Hell! He will not be denied.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he's going to show himself to be God, Molly.
Right. Amen.
All this time, they've been making all kind of fables and fairy tales, all kind of things. You know, my granddaughter, she told my daughter she's troubled about her boyfriend. He told her, he said, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. He said, you say you believe in God? He said, how can a loving God say that all atheists need to be stoned? I'll tell you, that man knows nothing whatsoever about God. I'll tell you right now, buddy, it's a fearful thing.
Right.
Fall into the hands of the living God.
Right. Amen.
Moses, he said, I exceedingly fear and quake. God came down on Mount Sinai and showed himself to be God, and the laughter stopped.
Right.
The jokes were over.
That's right.
It became real that God was something to be reckoned with.
That's right. Amen.
Paul said, knowing therefore the terror of God, he said, we persuade men, terror of the Lord. Listen, I'm telling you, buddy, when he comes down, he's going to take a rod of iron. And he's going to break clay vessels. And all of those that think they're too big for God. I see license plates all the time. I'm sure Brother Anthony and Sister Melissa, as much as they canvass this United States of America, I'm sure they've seen them too. But I've seen a license plate one time. And it said, heaven won't have me and hell's afraid I'll take over. Boy, you talking about a rude awakening. And all these big bullies that think they're really bad. You know, one thing about a bully is you think, you know, nobody can stop you. I'll tell you right now, John said, I'm saved. I'm ready. He said, I became as a dead man when I saw him. Oh, me. You talk about a fearful day when God shows up. Now listen, I know the date of his birth. I know the date that he left this world. But the date of his return, nobody knows. And I'm kind of glad I don't. I do know one thing. I know I'm ready. If there's any doubt whatsoever that you're not ready to meet him as he's coming, I would take very close. I'll pay attention to the rest of this message. But I'm telling you, buddy, he's not going to be denied this time. Or they're not going to tell him this time they ain't got no room for him. They're going to tell him this time here's what the world's going to do. You want to know what the world's going to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because it's right here in the Bible. Now, Brother Bobby, he's asked me, Brother Eddie, Lord ever leads you, I'd like you to preach some out of Revelation. Well, I'm going to preach some out of Revelation this morning, Brother Bobby. I'm just going to draw just a few excerpts out of there.
Amen.
Just a few precepts from Revelations. See, the world, they want us to know part of it. They just don't want us to know all of it. They want us to know about God is love. They want us to know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But I want you to know it went further than that. I want you to know that the Son gave His back to the smiters. The Son gave His cheeks to them that pluck out the hair. The Son gave His face to shame and smitten. The Son gave His lovely brow to wear my crown.
Right.
You see, them thorn was a curse. He became cursed for my sake. They put my crown upon His lovely brow, Nita. They smote Him in the face and buffeted Him and bruised His face. And He allowed it.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, buddy, He ain't going to allow it this time.
Right.
Oh, boy, it's payday. I mean, the world is finally going to get what they deserve because they spitefully treated the Son of God and wanted nothing to do with Him. Even though He wanted something to do with them, they wouldn't allow it. But oh me, you want to know what the world's going to do? Well, I've got it right here. Revelation chapter 6, you want to turn over there? You can read something. I'll tell you what, right straight out of the Word of God, it'll change your life forever. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 through 17 says, "Then the kings of the earth and great men and rich men and mighty men and every bond man and every free man, they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us." You talking about suicidal. When he shows up, buddy, those that ain't ready to meet him at his coming, they want out of here. And there ain't no exit door, Molly.
That's right.
They said they cry out to die and death flees from them, won't even let them die because,
right,
buddy, they're going to drink of the cup of the wrath of God. My daughter called me. She said, Daddy, I don't know if I dreamed this or if it's in the Bible, but she said somewhere I dreamed in there that there's going to be vials poured out upon this earth of the wrath of God. I said, honey, you didn't dream it. It's in the Bible. And there's going to be 7 vials.
Amen.
Of the wrath of God poured out. One for each one of the 7 years. During that time, it ain't going to be funny. During that time, I'm glad I'm going to be in a better place. During that time, I'm glad I ain't going to be here, because that angel said, woe unto the heaven and to the earth, because they're going to drink of the wrath of God full measure. Amen.
Right.
Well, it's kind of quiet in here. But it said, they cried out to those rocks and those mountains. They said, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the day of His wrath is come. Amen.
Amen.
And who shall be able to stand? Don't worry about that. John said, I fell down at His feet like a dead man, and he's ready to meet the Lord, loves the Lord. Man, he's got the testimony of Jesus. He's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And he fell down at His feet as a dead man. They're not going to be able to stand. Man, you're talking about running. And there ain't going to be no place to hide, but they're going to try to find one. You know, today they bore down in this earth, and they try to make them a safe place. And if you got enough money, they'll put you a place down there. It ain't going to work. The Bible says, though they dig down to hell, yet my hand will bring them out. Though they climb up to heaven, yet I'll bring them down. There ain't going to be no hiding place.
That's right. Amen.
This world's ripe. They deserve every bit of it. I say amen, amen, amen. Man, oh man, when I think about what they've done to Jesus, when I think about what they've done to the Word of God, when I think about what they've done to the good news of the Gospel, when I think about what they've done to our children.
That's right, amen.
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 Our children need to be taught about Jesus. You know why you get bullied at school, Luke?
Yeah.
You know why you do? Because they don't want you to know love and forgiveness in school. They want you to know the ways of the world and the ways of Satan. And they don't want you to treat others as you want to have them treat you. They don't want them to know that the Bible said the Ten Commandments hang on these two. Love the Lord your God with all your soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. They don't want these little children to learn about the love of God.
Amen.
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 Tell you what, buddy, back when we taught our children manners and morals, we had a better school system. We had a better generation. But we got a generation coming up, and buddy, they're right. But they're not Christ.
Right.
They've been indoctrinated. They've been desensitized. They're tolerant. You better watch what you do with God's will, God's Word. Because I'll tell you what, buddy, He's coming. He's real. You're talking about a rough day. Buddy, they're not talking evolution now. They're not talking secular humanism now. They're not talking about anything now but a hiding place. And there ain't no hiding place. And there ain't no one going to be able to stand.
That's right.
All of a sudden, the laughter stopped. All of a sudden now the jokes are gone. The reality of God is now more real than they're even ready. And the day of reckoning's at hand. And the only thing left is what God told Israel. Prepare to meet thy God.
Right.
Somebody said, He ain't my God. He's the God of all living.
Right.
He said, all souls are mine. He said, the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's. All the gold, all the silver is His. All the cattle on a thousand hills. Don't tell me He's not your God. The Bible said He made all. And without Him was not anything made that was made, Brother Melvin. He said, prepare to meet Him. Oh me. It's going to be a day of reckoning. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10 said, they'll look upon me whom they pierced, and they'll mourn as one mourning for his only son. Oh, there ain't going to be no getting out. Ain't going to be no hiding place. It's going to be a day of regret. It's going to be a day that you've made room. It's going to be a day that you've somehow received Jesus and you knew Him personally as your Lord and Savior. And if not, buddy, prepare to meet God. I'll tell you right now, God's gracious. I'll tell you right now, God's good. God's easy being treated. Oh, listen, He's kind to the unthankful. He don't give us what we deserve. The Bible said He calls it to rain on the just and on the unjust. The Bible says He feeds us each and every day. I'm telling you, His nails got hand.
Amen.
He's love. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, if you meet God on wrong terms, it's your fault. Right now, buddy, He gives out an eternal invitation and says, come. Let Him a first come. Let Him, I'm telling you, it's lost. Let Him come. The bride says, come. The Spirit says, come. I'm telling you, can come. And He's not.
Yep.
Brother James, it's going to be different for those that ain't ready. I'm glad, praise God, I might fall down, but glory to God, He'll raise me up.
Amen.
I might get a little afraid, but I'll tell you what, glory to God, when the smoke clears, you'll know I'm in that called out assembly. I'm glad, praise God, I'm part of the church. How'd you get in, Brother Eddie? I got adopted. I didn't deserve it. God brought me in. The Bible said, see if I can fish this verse out of the archives of my mind. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. I'm telling you, God loves you. He longs for you.
That's right.
Come to Him. To get ready to meet Him. Well, I don't know the date, Brother Melvin. For all I know, I don't like the sound of the year 2013. You trying to scare me, Brother Eddie? I don't like the sound of it. I don't want to live one day in the year 2013. There's some things I don't want to do. That's one of them, Jessica. I want to go home and see my daughter. I want to see my dad, my mom again. I want to go home and see my Uncle Ladell, my Uncle Benny. I got by my family over there. I got down here, Brother James. But I'm glad, praise God, God's going to bring him with him when he comes. Amen. That's why they call it heaven. I've got some loved ones over there that I haven't seen in a long time. And now I'm not going to get to see them. But God said He's going to wipe away the tears out of my eyes and say, you'll never have to weep again.
Amen.
That's why they call it heaven.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We'll be reunited. Glory to God. Just think about that. Get to see Him again. Listen, if it wasn't so, Jesus said, I'd tell you. In John chapter 14, verse 2. I'm glad there's something God told us. He said, you'll see Him again. He said, I'll bring Him with me when I come. And we'll get to see our sons and daughters. We'll get to see our moms and dads, our grandmothers and grandfathers, and aunts and uncles, and cousins and nephews. We'll see our neighbors if we're saved. And I'll tell you what, buddy. I don't want to see him in that place where the Bible said, whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast alive in the lake of fire, and the smoke of their torment comes up forever and ever and ever. And Isaiah said they'll go over and they'll look down there and they'll see him in the flames. I don't want that. The only one I want that for is the devil. You talking about one that deserves it. It's made our homes a hell. It's made our schools a hell. If there ever was one that deserved hell, it's the devil. And God said He made hell for the devil and his angels. And anybody else that goes there will be trespassing the Word of God, the will of God, and the love of God to get there. But there's some so stubborn, they'll go. Amen.
Right. Amen.
And I'll say this. If they do, they'll finally know the grace and love of God. Because they'll see Him. And they'll hear Him say, I never knew you. Depart from me. I'm glad He knows me. He's easy to know. I went to bed last night and said, watch over us, Lord. We're going to sleep. I'm glad He that keeps us neither sleeps nor slumbers. I'm glad, praise God, hallelujah, that there's a safe place under the shelter and wing of God. We can find a safe place. I'm telling you, the wrath may come, but glory to God, He's going to come for me for it is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's the date of His coming? It's nearer than when we believed. I know it's nigh, even at the door. I just want to know one thing. Are you ready to meet Him when He comes?
Amen.
Dear Father, I pray the fear of this message would register in the hearts of those not ready. I pray, dear Father, Lord, Your Word says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Your Word says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Your Word says the fear of the Lord is healthy and clean. Lord, if there's somebody here this morning that hasn't taken You by faith and received You as their Lord and Savior, Lord, as we give this invitation, I pray the Holy Spirit of God would minister in our midst the mighty works of God. And may they not be able to deny Your invitation. And may they give place to the will of God. And may the Holy Spirit usher them up here. And may we see them get wondrously and gloriously saved. And we'll thank You and praise You, Lord. I know in the day we're living in, there's not many saved, but I know one thing, all can be saved. I pray, dear Father, today, help us in His invitation. In Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Like that, everybody stand, please. Listen, this is an opportunity to have a home in heaven. If you turn down this opportunity enough in hell, you deserve it. I'll tell you right now, only fools go there. But there's fools going there right now. I saw a real bad wreck on the way up here, and the first thing come to my mind, I said, I hope they're ready to meet God. I know they wasn't thinking about having a wreck this close to Christmas. There's somebody right now probably contemplating putting a rope around their neck and jumping off a stool. You know why? Because they don't have Him. They don't want to live. I'm telling you, He'll give peace to those that are without peace. He'll give grace. He'll give help. Yes, He will.
Amen.
Plenty of it. Go ahead.
3:23.
Listen, won't you give God a gift? He said, give me thine heart. Won't you give God a gift? Won't you come up here and say, Lord, I've been holding back. I want to give you what you want. I want to give you my heart this morning. Won't you do that? Boy, that'd be a blessing. That'd be a reasonable gift. Just give Him your heart. Won't you come? Young or old? Won't you come this morning?
Have my affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with us?
Listen, if it's not right, get it right today. I done told you when He was born. I done told you when He left out. You know with certainty He's coming back. The angel said this same Jesus is coming back in like manner as you see Him leave. Acts chapter 1, He's coming back. The thing to do is don't delay. Get ready, because He's coming. The Bible said He's going to come, will come, and not delay. Don't delay this morning. Get ready to meet Him. He's coming. He's mad. He's got a right to be mad. Don't meet God in wrath. Meet God in mercy. Come up here and say, Lord, I want mercy. Lord, I want to be forgiven. I want grace. I don't want judgment. I don't want to stand before God guilty. Condemned. I want to stand before God forgiven and justified. Listen, don't be a fool this morning. God gave me this message. I'm just a messenger boy. Don't think anything about this message, Brother Eddie. The same thing I said to you applied to me. You ought to come this morning. Come without haste. I mean, come without delay. Come with haste. Come! God said, come! Jesus said, come unto me. How are you that labor and heavy laden? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. You'll find rest for your soul. He showed seeds his burden life. Won't you come? Oh me, Father, help us, Lord. Oh God, the urgency of this hour, I pray be like a woman in travail with child. I pray the pains of hell to get a hold of someone right now. And I pray they'll have to cry out, Lord, for the urgency to come. Help us, Lord. Old song says, if you spare an invitation, what shall be your end? Why not tonight? I know it ain't tonight, but it may be an eternal night for some. It's going to be an eternal day for those of us that are saved, and an eternal night for those that have not known Him. Won't you come? Get plenty of time. Actually, I'll start early. Get plenty of time. Won't you come? I told you this morning what's going to happen if you're not ready. If you're not right, I'm telling you what's going to happen. It's not going to be good. Are you just going to wonder? Like those did at the news of Jesus? Or are you going to welcome Him as your Lord and Savior in your heart? If you're not right, come. If you are right, don't. Just thank the Lord and praise Him for having mercy on you. Crimson blood. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Hey, I preached. We pleaded. We prayed. I don't know what else to do. You know, God, even as great as God is, He said He can't save those that won't come to Him. Jesus said, you will not come to me that you may have life in St. John chapter 5, verse 40. He longed for Jerusalem to come and wept over Him. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stones the prophets and them that are sent unto thee. Oh, how would it you come to me? I'd have gathered your children as a hen doeth her cheeks, but you would not. He said, therefore your house is left unto you desolate. Going to have a desolate house if you don't come. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart this morning.
Richard, my name is...
I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to humble myself more. And I'd like for anybody who would come pray for me. I don't want to be nothing special, but I just want to live my life the way I should. What a sermon there, preaching. I just want to thank God for leading me up here. And I can't think no better place. Everybody's got a problem. I don't have to tell everybody what I've done wrong.
That's right.
But I just want to ask for your prayers and read my Bible more.
Bless you, Brother Anthony.
And be a better child of God.
Amen. Just some up here prayer, Brother Anthony. Listen, all are still open. I mean this. You need to come. Do like Anthony here. Just say, I need to come. Lord, we thank you, Father. For our brother, your word says obedience is better than sacrifice. He obeyed from his heart this morning. Lord, he just requested that we pray with him, that he would live more closer to God and be more committed to the cross. And Lord, we know, dear Father, Lord, that's what you want in all of our lives. John said, I've got to decrease that he can increase. I just pray, Lord, you'll help Brother Anthony. Lord, I pray you put your hand upon him, put your blessing upon him. I pray, dear Father, Lord, you would just put upon him, Lord, your mighty blessing. Lead him, Lord, and guide him, Lord. Let him be Lord, a true witness that delivers souls. Bless my brother. Help him, Lord, to have a rich Bible reading time. Help him, Lord, to have a devoted prayer life. Help him to have a determined effort, Lord, in reaching lost with the gospel. Bless our brother. Bless his family. Lord, what a blessing he's been to us. We thank you for Brother Anthony. Lord, bless him as only you can. May your hand be forever upon our brother. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, Brother Anthony. Tell you what, buddy, I appreciate that. Amen.
Thank you.
You all right, Brother William? All right. All right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I'm telling you, this is a place to get it right. Get it right. Time to make things right. We're close to the coming of the Lord. I may not be a rocky boat, but I'm trying. I'm telling you, buddy, the Lord's coming. We used to play a game called hide and seek, and we'd count to like 100. And at the end of that, we'd say, ready or not, here I come. That's where the Lord's going to come, ready or not. Anybody got a word on your heart? Woo! Yeah! Glory! God bless you, Sister Gayla. She just wants to thank the Lord for saving her soul. I don't know how you get any better.
She told me they was going to curl at back of my house. And she said they used to help about 20 or 30, you know, folks, and they lived to bring her out. When they got there, they was all come to my house. And she called and they left for her. Said, we'll be down there just in a few minutes. Just watch for us. Then I turned my outside light on. When they got there, they was
45. Come singing about Jesus.
They was lined up down that road.
Bringing glad tidings.
Amen. Brought me a basket
of fruit. Amen, sister soldier.
They come so
much for those little things are big things. Amen. Amen. They said Merry Christmas. Listen. Christmas without Christ ain't worth celebrating. But I'm glad you can have a Christ-filled Christmas. You can understand what you're celebrating. You can understand the joy that's in the celebration. It's about Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sister. Yes.
Yeah.
They thought it was something bad and something good, wasn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, sister Sophie. Maybe somebody else got a word in your heart. We got soup and sandwiches back to back. And we certainly ain't going to deal with it. If you got something to say, by all means say it. If not, we'll be dismissed.
We got treats back here. Everybody
stay and eat. Yes, please don't leave. That's one thing we want to do. We want to celebrate it. The whole reason for this season. Just spend a little time and just reflect on the blessing that's been bestowed upon us. God gave His Son for us. Are we done? All right. Brother Anthony, you please dismiss us. Word of prayer, brother. Let's ask the Lord bless him. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Help, Lord.
Amen. Which for James?